Om Shanti. 7th July 2018, Saturday. Today's blessing is, may you have a right to instant and practical fruit and attain elevated salvation, Sreshta Gati, and elevated directions, Sreshta Mat, at the confluence age. May you have a right to instant and practical fruit, Pratyaksha Phal, and attain elevated salvation, Sreshta Gati, from the elevated directions, Sreshta Mat, at the confluence age. The instant and the practical fruit of the elevated action that you perform at the confluence age on the basis of elevated directions, that is, the success of them, is attained at this time, and this is why it is said, as are the directions, so is the salvation. Those people think that salvation is attained after they die. But you children have received the blessing for the fruit of success of every action in this final birth of dying alive. Marjivachan. That is, you have received the blessing to receive salvation. You do not have to wait for the future. You do something now and you have right to that attainment now. This is called true love of the Creator for the creation. The Baba is telling and comparing what the world thinks. They think that one attains salvation, one gets gati after death. But here, you get gati now and here. The instant and the practical fruit of the elevated action that you perform at the confluence age on the basis of elevated directions. So there is one which is known as elevated directions, Sreshta Mat. On the basis of this Sreshta Mat, you perform elevated actions, and because of this you attain success. Because of this you attain success. Because of Sreshta Mat. And there is a saying in the world, as are the directions, Mat, so will be the Gat, so is the salvation. In fact, the word Gat is very esoteric, very mysterious word. It's not so simple when we say it means salvation. The word Gat has at least 10 different meanings. Gat or Gati. These are words that are coming from Puranas and ancient scriptures of India. And they are roughly translated as salvation. But they do not just mean salvation. They have multifarious meanings. So as are the directions, so is the salvation. Those people think that they achieve salvation or gati or gat after death. But here you children have received the blessing for the fruit of success of every action. So whether the word gat is used here for parinam or fruit of action or salvation, both are used. Here you die alive. And as a result of that, as a fruit of that, you attain salvation or gat here and now. And that salvation and that gat or gati is in the form of success. Because whatever you do, that is on the basis of elevated directions. Or gat, or mat. You do not have to wait for the future. For achieving this success, you don't have to wait for future. Just as in the world they wait for future to achieve the fruit of their actions, here you don't have to wait. This is a pratyaksha phal. This is the instant and the practical fruit that you receive here and now. You do not have to wait. You do something now and you have the right to that attainment now. It doesn't mean that we are aspiring for that fruit. It doesn't also mean that we are desirous of that fruit. But that fruit, that result of the action is coming to us on its own. And that's why Baba says this is called true love of the Creator for the creation. So how is it? This is mat, and this mat leads to gat. They are so linked with each other. Every person does as per his thoughts, his opinions, or some directions or some suggestions he receives from others. The divine suggestions, the divine opinion, the divine directions are known as Srimat. Or, if you want to use some other language, they can be called dictates of God. They can be called divine dictates. Or they can be called divine commandments. So we have received numerous commandments. There is a story of Moses in Jewish religion, when Moses saw behind the bushes the flame of light, and the light told him that I am God, and the light told him that you have to follow these 10 commandments, and those commandments, thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt love this, and so many commandments were there. The entire religion was formed on those 10 commandments. Here when God comes on earth, here also he gives certain commandments, and those commandments are elevated mat, are elevated directions or dictates or divine dictates, spiritual dictates, the ultimate dictates, the final opinion, the final say on everything of this planet earth. Till now whatever you heard, and when God comes and what he says, that is the last, the ultimate commandment. So, if you follow these commandments, if we follow these mat, straight away that leads to Shrestha Gat. As I was saying, the word Gat or Gati, they are very, very mysterious words. You cannot just brush off by calling them as salvation. The word Gati has got, as I said, about so many different, 10 different meanings. Gati means speed. Gati means pravaha, flow. Gati means bad condition, durdasha. What gati they have come to, what bad stage they have come to. Gati means in astrology, the movement of planets. Gati means in Puranas salvation, mukti, beatitude. Gati means rup rang. Gati means form and beauty. Gati means the movements of different parts of body, agitation of body. So the word gati itself has so many different meanings. Gati also means fruit. Gati also means parinam. Gati also means result. So as are the directions, as is the gat, so will be the mat. As is the mat, so will be the gat. Gat is result, ramification, aftermath of your actions. So here Baba is saying, you do something according to directions, divine directions, according to Srimad, according to divine commandments, and automatically you achieve success. It doesn't mean that you are desirous of success, but success is coming unto you. As Gita says, karmanyava adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. Do your actions, but do not desire the fruit of those actions. That's what is given. Here we are not desirous of those fruit, but that fruit is coming to us on its own. So, you don't have to wait. Here you get instant fruit. Here you get pratyaksha phal now. And our pratyaksha phal is not like what the world thinks. This fruit of action, this is very different. We have many times discussed in this class, the moment you do any service, the moment you follow Srimad, you achieve some fruit. What are they? Happiness. Instant happiness. The moment, for example, somebody is depressed for a moment and then he is told to give 7-day course. Whilst giving 7-day course, happiness returns back. You feel little blues and then somebody comes and you show them direction. Automatically, you feel good. And otherwise, you go and prepare some good Brahma Bhojan or food for somebody, some guests. A feeling of elation comes unto you. So, you do some seva, you follow Srimad, and suddenly the fruit comes. And suddenly the success comes. The success is, true happiness is success. Blessing is that instant fruit. What else? Contentment is the instant fruit. What else? Praise. Though we aren't doing that for praise or appreciation or recognition or acknowledgement. But yes, that will come to you. But again, then you direct it to the higher power. You do not take anything. Because the moment you take anything, you might get attached to that. So you remain detached. So instant fruit is happiness. Instant fruit is blessing. Instant fruit is contentment. Instant fruit is super sensuous bliss. Intoxication, that is the fruit. You are spiritually inebriated, spiritual intoxication, spiritually tipsied. So that feeling of intoxication comes unto you. The moment you do some seva, follow Srimad or dictates or mat or divine dictates or commandments. What else? New ideas, because you do something and then that goat stimulates you for the new idea. You get stimulation, you get inspiration, and the new enthusiasm comes unto you. So zeal and enthusiasm is the fruit. Then what else? Power. You feel empowered. The moment you do something as per Srimad, you feel empowered. You may not know the benefit of that Srimad. You have not studied that Srimad in detail. But even if you sometimes blindly follow it, you will achieve the benefits. Because every Srimad is lucratic, beneficial. What else? Lightness. You will feel light, the heavy. Something which is weighing heavily on your head, as if the weight is lifted off, as if somebody has come and pulled off that stress, that same tension. Somebody has sucked your stress. So, the moment you follow Srimad or Shrestha Mat or direction, this is the instant fruit. What else? Perfection. Because any task when you do multiple times, you are inching towards perfection. So, yeah. Cooperation. You start getting cooperation from other, all even those who are staunch opposers, who are critics. Even those critics will forget their hostility and you will have amicable relationship with them. What else? God's help. Because the moment you follow Srimad, He will start helping you. he will not start, the help will flow. The rain of help will flow from the skies of spirituality. That's a cosmic rule. The moment you follow something great, automatically the entire universe, the entire cosmos conspires to take you towards perfection. What else? Feeling of well-being, okay? Spiritual well-being, not just your ordinary well-being. Then what else? You follow Srimad? And? What? If you follow Srimad, what happens? That is the answer. That is the question. What is the fruit? What is the pratyaksha phal? Feeling of canopy. The canopy of God is above me. His chhatra chaya, His protection. He is the bulwark. He is above me. Wherever I am moving, He is protecting me. So, this Srimad itself becomes a fortress, a means of safety. So, the moment you follow Srimad, you are saved. The moment you follow Srimad, you are lifted from the cottage of sorrow, Shok Vatika, and you are catapulted into the Ashok Vatika, a cottage free from sorrow. So, sorrow free. Burden free. As somebody said, the heaviness which is weighing on your head is lifted off. Then what else? Fearlessness. The fear goes away. The anxiety goes away. The angst-ridden mind becomes fearless. That sense of intrepid nature comes into you. Then what else? Intuition. Okay. What is the difference between, I'll give you some task. Tell me the difference between intuition, sixth sense, and touching, and extrasensory perception, ESP. This is a question quite often asked. The difference between intuition and sixth sense. Churn on that. So, as is the gut, so will be the, as is the mat, so will be the gat. This word gat also means leela, also means maya. As I said, the word gati has at least 10 different meanings. Few we discussed. One more meaning is maya, one more meaning is leela. His gati is very difficult to understand. His leela, his maya, God's maya is unfathomable, very difficult to understand. So today's blessing is, may you have a right to instant and practical fruit, pratyaksha phal ke adhikari, and attain elevated salvation, Srishta mati gati, from the elevated direction, Srishta mat, at the confluence age. The instant and the practical fruit of the elevated action that you perform at the confluence age on the basis of elevated direction, that is the success of them, is attained at this time, and that is why it is said, as are the directions, so is the salvation. Jaisi gat, vaisi, jaisi mat, vaisi gat. Those people think that salvation is attained after they die. But you don't attain gati after you die. Your gati is now, here and now. But you children have received the blessing for the fruit of success of every action. And you attain fruit of success of every action. Ma karma phala hetur bhur te sangastva karmani. That is the next shloka of Gita, chapter 2, verse 47, where God says, you do the action, but don't get attached to the fruit. Karmanya vadhikarasti ma phaleshu kadachana, but do not get attached. But that also doesn't mean that you become akarmanya. That you start not doing karmas. You have to do karma, but do not get attached to it. So, don't become akarmani. But do it with anasakti. Do it with detachment. So, you don't have to wait for future. You do everything now and have the right to that attainment now. All the prapti you get now, here. There is one inheritance which you get in Satyug. But there is an inheritance of confluence age also. Here and now you get all the influence, all the inheritance. This is called true love of the Creator for the creation. People say in the world that God loves this world. But how does He love? He loves this world, He loves His creation by giving them Srishta Mat when He comes as a teacher. So when He comes as a teacher, the first thing He does, He gives new knowledge. He imparts new knowledge which has never been given by anybody. Because all the knowledge till now have been given by all those religious founders and imams and Shankaracharyas and Tirthankaras and Avatars and the elevated souls and the great men and saints and Tapasvis and Udasis and Sannyasis, all Mahatmas, all Nabis or messengers of God and children of God, the only begotten sons of God. So all those who gave the knowledge, that knowledge has led to further deterioration. Now when God comes, the first thing He does is gives a new math, a new direction, a new dictate, a new inspiration, a new commandment, a new order, a new ordinance. And He tells, now follow this. When you follow this, automatically success will follow you. So churn on this. What are His directions? What are His elevated math? And how that math leads to gati? And what is the real definition of gati? Gati doesn't mean just attaining moksha somewhere, some salvation. But salvation is here and now. Om Shanti.